Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September the 7th. There's a flap in Madison over a fairly new program to raise money for the city's bus system. The Madison Metro buses now allow wraparound advertising, which means some of the buses in the fleet are completely wrapped with an image of something advertising something. So not just a photo on the back of the bus that you might see if you're unlucky enough to be stopped behind one, but the entire bus, the back, the sides, the side windows, everything, a big, huge advertisement. Madison and about a dozen other communities in Wisconsin allow full wrap advertising on buses to raise more money to operate the bus systems. And apparently it's pretty successful in doing that. Madison started this in March with 2 wraparound buses. Now there are 9, and reportedly 5 more are on the way. Your community may allow this too. Full wrap bus advertising is going on in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Beloit, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Appleton, Waukesha, Stevens Point, and Baraboo. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some people in Madison. They have petitioned the city to remove at least 2 of the full wrap ads. One is for the DeJope Bingo Hall, which touts itself as a little bit of Vegas in Madison. The other is for Miller Genuine Draft. Critics say we shouldn't be exposing the children of the community to giant moving ads for gambling and beer. We will talk about the bus advertising controversy with the editor of the Capital Times newspaper, who recently wrote a column saying the ads really aren't doing all that much harm and are doing some good if they're keeping fares down and keeping the system operating. He says removing the beer ads in particular aren't really going to slow down underage drinking, as the ad critics seem to claim. I hope you'll join in with your thoughts on this at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email with your question or comment to talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Dave Zweifel, editor of the Capital Times. His column on Wednesday was titled, Removing Bus Beer Ads Won't Slow Drinking. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So why aren't you as upset as some of these people are with the Miller ads on the Madison City buses?
Well, because, you know, youth alcohol ads are pervasive. They're all over. You can go to a ball game in Miller Park. You can drive down the Beltline here in Madison and see dozens of billboards with beer ads. And, you know, one more beer ad isn't going to tip the scales or cause some kind of a great catastrophe here with our young people and alcohol.
Yeah. But still, isn't there, I don't know, isn't there a saturation point? Isn't enough ads are all over, as you say?
Well,
do we really need buses also advertising?
I wish they would advertise in the newspaper rather than on the bus. This is what we're forcing our public transportation systems to do, is to go out and raise money to help pay for the shortfalls in their budgets and try to keep the fares down, and so we as a society make them go out and raise money on their own, and this is a result of that, and it's a way to get corporate America, I guess, to help finance some of these things, and I don't really see that there's this huge problem with it. Obviously, we need to keep our fares within reasonable rates, and if this helps do that, so much the better.
Yeah, I know you also in your column make a point about the 21-year-old drinking age, which we'll get into. But what about the children in the community seeing these buses touting beer and gambling? And, you know, is that really appropriate?
Well, I don't know whether if it's not appropriate on the bus, the city bus, and why is it appropriate on a billboard that can be seen within 2 or 3 blocks of a school? I really think that's a canard. I just don't. the studies that I've seen over the years do not indicate that that advertising actually influences alcohol consumption. As ludicrous as that sounds, it obviously what Miller is trying to do with their ads on the buses is to increase the share that they have of the drinking proceeds that are normally spent. But I think all the studies, including by the Federal Trade Commission and others who have done investigations of this, it doesn't appear that advertising really impacts consumption.
Yeah. Didn't the city, though, make a concession or the metro system by saying that they won't put these buses on school routes?
That's correct. They decided that here in Madison, city buses are contracted to take kids to school during the school year, and these buses will not be used for that.
Yeah, but the critics who are petitioning for the removal of these ads aren't getting very far. The city's saying no go. We're going to keep the ads.
Right. Particularly the. The administration of the bus company, city's bus company, is very adamant that the ads need to stay.
Our guest is Dave Zweifel, editor of the Capital Times. We're talking about his column on Wednesday in the Capital Times, talking about this flap in Madison over full wrap advertising on the city buses. A number of people are upset with these rolling advertisements for beer, as one example, big Miller beer ads on some of the buses in Madison. Dave Zweifel says, removing bus beer ads won't slow drinking. We wonder what you think, what questions you have. Would it bug you if your city buses had beer ads? Do you think this is a bad influence on children especially? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's now 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September the 7th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. It is your views on the news after 4. We're talking about one issue in the news in the Madison area in particular, though the issue of full wrap bus advertising is going on in about a dozen other communities around the state. There are a number of people in Madison who have petitioned the city or sent letters to the editor saying that the Madison Metro buses driving around with big ads for Miller beer are a bad idea, that this encourages underage drinking, that the city and the state already have a big problem with binge drinking and underage drinking and drunk driving, and they don't want buses driving around with these full wrap advertising containing beer ads. We wonder what you think, what questions you have. Do you think the city should refuse ads from beer companies because that might encourage young people to drink? Well, our guest this hour says removing bus ads won't slow drinking. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Dave Zweifel is the editor of the Capital Times in Madison, and his column on Wednesday was on this issue. I'm going to go to Dan in La Crosse first. Hi, Dan. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
I have an even better idea. Why don't we put beer ads on police cars? That would make even more sense. Mr. Zweifel, I'm outraged. The effect of alcohol on our society, the economic effect, not to mention the personal, the human effect, is and in our state, is insane. And for you to say that the beer ads are only one little additional piece of the picture, we need to be going the other direction and make alcohol abuse socially unacceptable.
Right.
And our government, including our municipal bus system, should be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Sure, Dan.
Hold on, Dan.
Yeah. Okay. No, I just wanted to say, I think we've tried that before, Dan, haven't we? Haven't we, it's gone so far as to even outlaw drinking.
Don't go there, Mr. Zweifel. I've written songs about the issue, and people crying prohibition, I propose a proposition Better if they had protested when their cardiac arrest. That's from my song La Cigarracha. And I could do Wearing the Barrel. I could do 50 Ways to Love Your Liver. Give me that. It's part of the influence on our society.
Yeah, I guess. How about it? We're not talking prohibition, Dave Zweifel, but the city and the government don't need to get in on the act of promoting alcohol consumption.
Well, that's a good point. I'll admit that. But it's the impact of that, as I said in the column, my point of the column was that we could remove those prohibit the city buses here in Madison from taking money from Miller Genuine Draft. Would we have an impact on whatever alcohol problem which we have? I don't think so. That's my whole point. But if the city wants to have a policy that won't accept beer ads, well then that's a decision that the civic leaders have to make.
Mm-hmm.
To claim that because there are beer wraps on the city buses is going to somehow cause more drinking problems than we already have, I think is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely wrong about that.
Yeah, and you point out in the column that drinking beer is not a crime unless you're under 21.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the problem, not the bus ads.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's there's no easy solution to the culture that we've created with the drinking in this country, but we have somehow made alcohol some kind of a forbidden fruit, and especially if you're a young person. And by gosh, you all know, we all know how young people react to those kind of situations. Let's get our hands on it and let's get drunk. There are many countries in this world who have, through the years, treated alcohol entirely differently, and consequently, they don't have some of the problems that we have, the binge drinking among their young people and the riots on State Street after a football game or something. These are situations that I think we have brought on ourselves because of our insistence that alcohol is something that is for adults only and must be kept from the kids at all costs.
Thank you, Dan, for calling. I'd be interested in hearing some of your songs sometime. Victor in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Victor.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Mr. Zwiffle.
Good morning.
I personally ride the city bus. That's 100% of my personal transportation, and I've seen the wraparound ads in Milwaukee. It doesn't bother me. I have an immunity against advertisements anyway. Personally, it's responsibility. If you want to attack the problem of alcoholism, drugs, gambling, you know, it's the home. If the kids see the parents do it, they're going to do it. They see them smoke. That's the advertising right there. You cannot blame, you know, advertising on buses or anywhere. So it's a matter of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Only problem I have with the advertisement on the buses, they wrap around it so much it's all over the windows. You can't see out the windows unless you know the streets and know what stop to get off on. You can't see out of the windows. But
I wondered about that, Victor, because I haven't been on a bus since they started this in Madison. You cannot see out of those windows.
You can hardly see out of them unless you know you stop. And I said, come on now. The advertisement kind of gotten a little too far.
Yeah.
So
I haven't either been on the bus to experience that either. But we had a couple of we have a column called Sound Off, in which readers can call in comments, and obviously these bus ads have been a big subject recently. And somebody did indeed call in and complain about not being able to look out the windows. But then the next day there was a couple other calls saying that's untrue, that they're quite transparent through the windows. So
yeah, I want to have the paint.
Investigate myself here. Yeah.
Could be the type of paint or what ad it is.
Yeah.
So Victor, you don't mind the advertising. But let us see out the window is your point, huh?
Right.
Oh, yes, I have no problems with it because you can put escort service on there, drug use, or whatever it is, you know. Come on now. How much legislation are you going to have to protect ourselves from ourselves? You know, if you're that weak, then that's a personal problem.
All right. Thank you very much, Victor. Any further comment on what Victor had to say, Dave Zweifel?
No. Okay.
Ann in Madison is with us now. Hi, Ann. You're on the air.
Hi. I think this is analogous to the school situation in which schools are paid for in part by contracts with soft drink companies, which ruin kids' teeth. And although I think it's really regrettable that buses roll around Madison and are the subject of jokes and that you can't see out the windows, I think what Madison needs and what most cities in Wisconsin need is to get a spine and tell the companies that are demanding these outrageous rolling advertisements that they can't do it because they're going to have to pay their fair share of taxes. This is really a substitute for taxes. And if we stop giving machinery and computer breaks and all kinds of other tax breaks to the corporations that aren't paying any taxes, we would have an adequate tax base to pay for all public services. And that's what government provides, public services. And these public-private arrangements are absolutely outrageous.
I agree with most of what Ann said. She's right on in terms, because this is what we've done. We've insisted that we don't want to pay taxes, and the taxes are too high as they are, and politicians who propose taxing, take a look at what's happening in the legislature today. We can't even pass a tax on increase the tax on cigarettes. You know, if we aren't willing to do those kinds of things, then we open ourselves up to beer ads on buses and pop in the schools, and that's our own doing.
Yeah. Do you think this is analogous to the schools and the sodas, and that most schools started stopping those contracts because of the concerns of the influence on kids?
Well, I think it's analogous in that it's forcing a governmental unit like the schools to go out and look for money other than from the taxes, and consequently, if a soda company comes along and says, "Hey, we'll pay $100,000 if we can have the exclusive right to sell soda in your lunchroom," that's a good. A terrible temptation.
Yeah, and the point of these wraparound ads on the buses, this came about because the bus system is strapped. It'd have to raise fares or need more taxpayer dollars in order to operate. So that's why they did this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they can get more money for these humongous ads than just a picture on the back of the bus.
Right, because otherwise it's what we call in the newspaper business a page killer. In other words, an advertiser will buy an ad that will dominate the page, and consequently will be seen. Their theory is will be seen by more eyes, and that's what the wraparounds on the buses are. The ad doesn't compete then with other ads on that same page.
Yeah. We're talking with Dave Zweifel. He is editor of the Capital Times. He wrote a column this week. It appeared on Wednesday about the bus beer ads in Madison. Madison Metro allows wraparound advertising, and there are many in the community who are upset to see buses tooling around with huge ads for Miller Beer and, for that matter, a bingo hall, saying that we shouldn't be advertising gambling and booze to the children of the community. We welcome your thoughts and questions on this issue, and our lines are open, 1-800-642-1234. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's now 6:36 on this Friday, September the 7th. We are talking with Dave Zweifel. He is editor of the Capital Times, talking about his column the other day, "Removing Bus Beer Ads Won't Slow Drinking," in which he wrote, "If it weren't for the fact that everywhere you turn, you and your kids can see and hear beer advertising, I could get excited about those Madison City buses wrapped in a Miller Genuine Draft ad. Let's not come unraveled, though, over a beer ad that is presumably helping to keep bus fares down because it might corrupt the children. What in tarnation do these folks who are complaining about these bus ads do with their kids when they drive down the building billboard-laced Beltline or listen to the Brewers or watch the Packers play. If Johnny doesn't know that adults drink beer, then his parents must have been hiding him in the attic. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Should a city bus be wrapped with an ad promoting beer or gambling? Those are two that are in contention in Madison. Madison recently started allowing the practice of wraparound bus advertising. That means the entire bus is covered with an ad, the windows included, all of the sides, the roof, everything. It's an ad for one particular thing. This is to make extra money, to keep the system operating, to keep fares down. And some citizens in Madison are upset enough to petition the city to get rid of the offending ads, which they say have no place driving around the city, encouraging people to drink and gamble, especially the children. What does this make sense to you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Madison is not alone in allowing this full wrap advertising on buses. Do you have a similar flaps going on in your community? Milwaukee, Green Bay, Beloit, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Appleton, Waukesha, Stevens Point, and Baraboo also do this, allow these full bus ads. And we had a caller, Dave Zweifel, just who couldn't wait through the news, who wanted to, I guess, sort of agree with you, saying that these ads for beer were like ads for anything else, and couldn't understand why people were getting bent out of shape just because it was for beer. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, I think that's principally what I'm trying to say. Drinking beer is legal if you're over age 21, and consequently, it's a legal product, and I don't know whether it's any better to wrap the bus in Crest toothpaste ad or a beer ad. They are products that are available and in quite general use in our country, and I don't see the big deal there.
Remind me, I've seen the Miller ads, and I've seen DeJope Bingo Hall. Are there any other products that are on the wraparound buses in Madison?
I don't think so at this point, and that's probably they were probably the only two that came forward to buy those big ads, and with their huge advertising budgets, obviously. I think if I'm remember correctly, I think it's bringing in like $100,000 or so to the bus company, which obviously is a significant amount of money to enable the company not to raise fares for the folks who ride the bus.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Carol in Bristol is with us next. Hi, Carol. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. I think children are very affected by the advertising that they see. I remember when I was raising my six kids, if they were just learning to read, I would drive down the road and they would read every sign. They took a lot of pride in it, and it was going in. And when you think of children's advertising on children's programming, they do it. They know what they're doing. They're targeting those children. Sometimes they do it very quickly with flash ads. Sometimes they do it slowly. And I remember an incident with my first child. I'm bringing this up because one person before had said that it's what goes on in the home. If the parents don't do something, the children won't do something. And we chose not to drink because there was a lot of alcoholism in our family. And one time, my husband went camping with the two older boys. There was a man there that was around a campfire, and he was, sharing some beer. And my son, who was quite young, said to his dad, "Dad, there's nothing wrong with one drink." Now, that was weird. We had never said that. I don't know where if he had ever heard it from somebody else or what. Anyway, my son went on to become an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take very much sometimes. Apparently, we had a predisposition in our family because alcoholism was there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kidding ourselves if we think that companies can spend billions of dollars on advertising, and you know they're counting on it affecting us, and something like this is not going to touch our children.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, it's a touching story. The only thing that I would mention is that what I'm saying, it doesn't make any difference if the beer ad is on the bus or if it's on the Packer game that your husband and son are watching on Sunday, or if it's after the Badger game on the sports programming on any of the TV stations that you watch. The ads are there, and for us to get so excited about one more ad on a bus doesn't seem to me make any sense.
Well, where do you draw the line, though?
Well, you'd have to. I guess what we're saying, those who are saying there shouldn't be any advertising on the buses are saying there shouldn't be any advertising at all. Otherwise, you know, it defeats the whole purpose.
Why did they take it out of the magazines, cigarettes, and advertising for liquor in magazines? There must have been a reason. And they must have discovered that it
had no
effect.
That's right. It was a decision made by our politicians in Washington. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Carol. Next, we go to Tom in Madison. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Good morning, Kathleen. Mr. Seibel. I guess I would agree with your point. I think that anything we can do to offset the cost of the bus system, which has struggled to make money, and you know, where do we draw the line? No fast food ads, which, you know, may or may not be bad. No dairy ads, which even in Wisconsin, as tough as that pill is to swallow, you know, may or may not be good for quite a few people. I don't know. I don't know that we should have condom ads either, or maybe, you know, religious ads that would influence. You just can't draw the line. I mean, at such a broad, and again, they are bombarded with this type of advertising, and it is choices. Look how many people drive around with Budweiser on their vehicles for NASCAR. I mean, it's everywhere. Parenting skills, and once a child gets to a certain age where they're going to run into this in greater quantity, it's up to their parenting to hopefully have guided them to make the wise decisions to not get into problems with either gambling and or alcohol. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
And I think that's the key. You know, it's in the home, and to learn a proper respect for things like drinking and gambling. And it's but the way our culture has demonized alcohol for young people, and consequently they never learn. I don't think you know the. That alcohol is really something to be used in moderation, and consequently, when they get their hands on it, when they're off to college or whatever, it becomes a fun thing to do to get drunk, and that should not be the purpose of alcohol.
Talking with Dave Zweifel is the editor of the Capital Times, talking about his column about the bus beer ads in Madison. There's a flap in Madison over this program to raise money for the city's bus system. The Madison Metro buses allow full wraparound advertising, which means some of the buses in the fleet are completely wrapped with an image advertising something. And one of the somethings is Miller Genuine Draft Beer. And some people in the community think this is not appropriate, that this somehow promotes underage drinking and or binge drinking and or alcoholism, and think that the ads for beer and gambling, for that matter, should be removed. What do you think? What questions do you have on this? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, September the 7th. Coming up after 7 o'clock, well, Senator Larry Craig of Idaho first said he was not going to resign. He was going to fight the charges regarding solicitation of sex in a Minneapolis airport bathroom. Then he said he would resign, or at least he intended to resign. Then apparently he changed his mind, and we'll talk about where this stands right now coming up after 7 o'clock. And we'll also wonder if there's a double standard in the Republican Party. Republican Party leaders and senators wanted Larry Craig to resign, put a lot of pressure on him to resign, but did not do the same for another Republican congressman, David Vitter. We'll wonder if there is a double standard. Okay, we're talking with Dave Zweifel this hour, editor of the Capital Times in Madison, about his column, Removing Beer Bus Ads Won't Slow Drinking. And Jennifer in Arborvita is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just a couple comments, and I'm a teacher of at-risk youth, and I really don't think advertising has that big of an influence on them as far as alcohol goes. They're either going to drink or not. And we talk about the consequences of drinking. And a lot of it, if they come from alcoholic families, one beer is an issue. They may not be able to handle one beer. But if, you know, if they don't come from alcoholic families, you know, maybe one beer is okay. It's a matter of education and knowledge of what they what their background is. And I was just, you know, wondering the argument as to advertising, if it's not geared toward kids. I don't know. I haven't seen the Madison ad, but is it geared towards kids or is it an adult ad?
It's adult, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's just a generic ad. It's you know, it's just a big Miller genuine draft thing. I think they're promoting that new beer they have, which has got 63 calories or something. So it's obviously aimed at people who are overweight.
I should have noticed that. No. but it, yeah, it's just like a big. It's just an image, a logo of Miller. It's not
right.
Like it's not like dancing cartoon characters.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. Gordon in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I guess what bothers me is it's just another trend in privatization. You know, I hope the Democrats say pay as we go with taxes, and the Republicans say borrow the money or find some way to privatize and make profit from it. We're just... Nobody wants to talk about let's pay as we go with taxes. When we had our son who wanted to go to a private college, we didn't think about partially tuition-free or privatized paying for it. We paid it with our money, and we paid our taxes to support our public colleges and so on. And here we go, privatizing more stuff instead of paying taxes to support our bus system.
Yeah. Dave Zweifel?
Yeah, that's right. The bottom line here is that we don't provide enough resources to many of our public institutions these days. You know, and the reasons are quite obvious. I mean, taxes are not aren't certainly not low, and people just revolt at wanting to pay more taxes, and consequently, we force these institutions to find other ways to make ends meet, and this is a result.
Yeah. So, in essence, you would probably prefer that you didn't see Madison Metro buses tooling around with these big ads on them, but you're also saying that a Miller beer ad on a bus is not going to end the world or cause your
right,
children to
exactly,
drink.
Exactly. Right. You know, I'd rather see the ads in the nice places like newspapers and that. But we have to face reality here, and we need to. We can't just. Starve the bus system when it's so important, especially for people without the necessary means to get to their jobs and mm-hmm. places that they need to go. And we need those bus systems. We need them badly, and they're used primarily by folks who can't afford fancy cars and the price of gasoline to get around. So there's that whole. A segment of society that's served by this, and we need to keep their costs as low as possible, and consequently, we sell beer ads.
So. Yeah. Frank in Wapaka is with us now. Hi, Frank. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I have an opinion, of course, about beer signs and gambling signs on buses, and I don't think they belong there whatsoever. I know advertising works. Repetitive advertising works very well. Whether you like it or not, it's there. Now, take the ads off the buses promoting beer and gambling.
And then what about the bus system not having enough money to operate, Frank?
The buses will have enough money to operate. I'll guarantee you that. They're not going to shut them down.
They're not going to shut them down, Dave?
Well, Well, what's been happening in most of the bus systems, is it Frank?
Yeah, it's Frank.
Is that they are running shortfalls, and consequently the price to get on the bus has been raised dramatically over the years, whether it's been Milwaukee or Madison or elsewhere. Raised so much that folks who are making $7-$8 an hour at their jobs can't afford to take the bus any longer, and consequently, this advertising helps to at least maintain the line of $1.75 or whatever it is now for the bus fare. So, I don't agree with you that the buses will be able to get the money when they don't have the ads. City councils are not raising property taxes to do those kinds of things.
Sir, you're very definitely entitled to your opinion. I have mine. We don't need the advertising on buses promoting beer and gambling.
Yeah, right. We got you. We heard you loud and clear, Frank. Thanks for calling. Tina in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Before, they were doing a lot of advertising for gambling or beer. People still drank beer, and they still gambled. I don't think it matters if you advertise it or not. That just depends on, what brand you might buy. People are still going to drink beer who want to drink beer. Whether they advertise it or not, they're going to gamble whether they advertise it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for something like this.
Yeah, what about
area.
Yeah, and do you think young people are influenced negatively by seeing this, Tina, or not?
If they are going to drink, they're going to drink. Not because they see an ad. They're going to drink because they have an inclination to it, because their friend told them to drink. I mean, they don't advertise drugs, and kids do drugs.
Mm. Dave's Weevil.
Well, of course, drugs are illegal, but and beer isn't. I mean, I think that's one of the distinctions. It's illegal for kids, obviously, for people under 21. I think there have been studies, wish I would have looked these up, but there are studies that have shown that advertising really does not impact the overall consumption of alcohol. What Genuine Draft is trying to do with the city buses is to convince people that when they drink beer, they should drink Miller and not Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, they're trying to get a better penetration of their own market and a greater percentage of the sales. There have been several governmental studies, as I recall, that have absolutely debunked this idea that saturation advertising actually does increase consumption. It shifts sales, but it doesn't increase the total amount.
Yeah. We'll go next to Jerry, who is listening online in Weatherby Lake, Missouri. Well, thanks for joining us, Jerry. You're on the air.
Yes. Thank you. I just pulled over. I was driving, actually, in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh.
I find it amazing that, well, first of all, I'd really like to have reference to those studies because I don't believe them. I think that if your speaker there actually has reference to studies that show that advertising is not effective, then I'd like to go and read those because the beer companies are spending millions of dollars to promote their products and get people to drink them. And to get back to what caused me to call was that I had a brother who died at 42 from alcoholism and a father who spent 15 years in the hospital as a result of alcoholism. And so I know it's dangerous to people. I see the little crosses along the highway. And many of those crosses are because young kids were drinking and driving and, died on the highway. So it's really putting those ads on the buses is promoting a dangerous kind of behavior that's going to result in a lot of deaths. And I don't think the public, I'm all for public transportation, and they should use advertising for products and services that are good and sell those on the sides of buses to promote or assist with the cost of bus transportation, but to promote gambling and alcohol, which are both very dangerous forms of behavior, that a lot of parents don't bother to teach their kids, and you've had callers this morning that think it's okay. They don't know that people die as a result of that, and the people's lives are ruined as a result of gambling.
Well, I think.
I think we certainly know that. The dangers of gambling and the gambling addictions and the families that have been cast asunder because of gambling habits and drinking habits. I mean, obviously that's a major societal problem, but that's societal problem. It isn't necessarily because somebody advertises drinking a Miller Lite as opposed to drinking a Budweiser, and there are tens and millions of people who do drink irresponsibly, and we do need to address the problems of drunken driving and over imbibing, and those are the kind of things obviously that we should concentrate on.
Yeah. And we'll do another program along those lines sometime. Thanks, Dave Zweifel, very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dave Zweifel, editor of the Capital Times. His column in the Capital Times on Wednesday was about the beer ads on the Madison Metro buses, saying that removing the beer ads won't slow down drinking. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing the hour. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.